Hello.
Hey, lads, all right.
Really good.
How are you?
Excellent. Okay, good. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're just in the middle of our tour at the moment, so it's a nice little break to be coming here and doing something a bit different than the tour, but it's really excited.
So you're out every night at the moment with the tour?
Yeah, we're on day
I think
seven?
It's 21 dates. No, 19 back dates in 21 days. So
okay, wow.
This is one of the days off slash not, but it's good. No,
so
we're looking forward to it.
You're gigging on your day off.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Is it as much hard work as you know, when you started out doing this and everybody always says you got to prepare yourself because it's really hard work, and I think it's not just what you see on the television and on the shows. It's so much work. Are you found it hard or?
It's amazing what we get to do, and we love our job, but it's grueling. I think you get to like day five and you run out of pants, and you're like, oh no, there's nowhere to wash pants. You need to go and buy new, like, do you know what I mean? So it's all like those things that you take for granted, like, do you know what I mean? But we love our job, and it's not hard work at all. Like, we love it.
Yeah. When it's busy, it's mental. When it's not busy, it's actually really quiet because you're making the album, you're in the studio. Yeah. So I think it's like half of the year is mental, half of the year is really, really chilled. So
you kind of
know when you work really hard, you're going to have downtime after that hard period.
Do you get itchy feet when you get the downtime? You sit there thinking, I don't know what to do with myself.
We keep ourselves busy, don't we?
We do, yeah. But like, you know, our thing is to make music. You know, that's what we love doing. And, you know, like Josh said, it's hard when we're doing it, but it's, you know, it's rewarding, and we're doing something we love, so we've always wanted to do this. So
who used to be the jockey? I'm just sizing you up now, are you?
Me, yeah.
Because I just thought of my car, it said, what if you used to be a jockey? And I'm sat here looking at you all like, which one was the... You were quite big though.
Quite tall, yeah. And then I just got a little bit heavy, so I kind of had to stop race riding because I was a flat
jockey.
Nobody likes
a fat jockey.
No, so I had to kind of stop and...
Nobody.
And luckily I'm doing something, my dream, so...
Yeah, of course, wow.
Really lucky.
So what were the rest of you doing before this?
I was at university studying graphic design.
Okay.
Yeah. I was working in IT sales, playing a bit of football on the side, just kind of doing that really.
I was just gigging. I never had a normal job.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I did.
Amazon? What are you on about? I was doing Open Mic Nights and everything.
I was getting sacked.
No, I did. So like, I always wanted to do this full time.
How many of you knew in your heart of hearts that you'd end up doing this? Or
something you can't predict. But I mean, between us, I've been in six bands. James has been in five. Three or four.
I've been in one. Oh, no, I've been in two.
So, you know, between us, we've kind of probably been in 16, you know, 15 to 20 different bands. So it's always something we've always wanted to do. And I think that we all kind of came together at the same time. We all bided our time, and, you know, luckily now it's paid off.
Because one of you almost joined The Wanted.
Yeah, yes, I was in, very close.
You were in The Wanted, or you nearly joined, or?
Long story, it's like, I was asked right at the beginning of when they were setting the band up.
Uh-huh.
I remember meeting Max, you know, Max, the main guy of The Wanted.
Right.
The guy with no hair, the skinner. Yeah, I remember meeting him and meeting their management and all that stuff. And actually, my old management's here now, that is the reason why I didn't actually do The Wanted. So, but I'm glad I didn't, because I've, you know, I'm here, so yeah.
Is it hard when you get kind of disparate, pulled together? You know, it's not like you all grew up and, you know, you were a band when you were little kids and you all rehearsed together.
The thing is, me and Josh went to school together, so we did actually know each other.
Right.
Like, we went to Silver Young Theatre School, and I was 2 years older than Josh, and I'd left and got on to stage school in college, and I came back to teach, and Josh was at school, so I told him to do it. But I didn't have a backup plan at all. Like, there was no backup plan. This was always going to happen. With reality shows, kids kind of think that, I'm just going to get famous, someone's going to notice me, and it doesn't happen like that. Like, our X Factor journey started a whole year before we auditioned, with us auditioning each other and rehearsing, and George wasn't even in the band. Do you know what I mean? So then it was...
So there's so much more to it.
Bands are so much different than solo acts. When you're a solo act, honestly, most guys that go into the show just go, oh yeah, I'll do it. My mum signed me up. You know, James Arthur.
Yeah, yeah.
He literally just went up to the pop-up stand that X Factor put up one day, and then he went on and won the show. Like,
wow.
Whereas bands, they're different. You have to put in effort. You have to make sure you're tight. You know each other.
Because
otherwise the public just see through it.
So what's next on the cards after
we're
the tour?
Actually, we're writing our third album at the moment. We've got the next single, which is really cool. We're really excited about it because it's a really like anthemic song, and it's something we've really been like searching for as like a band. It's like this one hit that we really, really believe in.
Okay,
so
cool.
We're really excited for it to come out, and we're just writing. We're going to finish the tour and hopefully next year release an album.
Yeah,
third one.
Well, I'll let you guys get ready. Thanks ever so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.